I don't want to stay. Every year, when this day approaches, I want to skip right past it and just go on to Easter. But in order to truly experience the blessing of Holy Week, we have to take some time and realize that for the next several hours, there is no light in the world. Now, that's hard to do because we know that Easter did come. We know that Jesus did rise up from the dead. We know that he paid the price for our sins, and we are the living people of hope. So it's really hard for me to get through this day. And I was talking with Pastor Lenny about it, and I remembered an experience from childhood. See, I grew up in Alabama. And my parents felt it was very important for my brother and my sister and I to learn about the country around us. So one weekend we made a trip to Kentucky. And we went to a cave there called Mammoth Cave. I later found out that Mammoth Cave is part of the largest known underground cave system in the world. And so we went to Mammoth Cave. Now, they made it easy for us to get down in there. They taught us about stalactites, the kind that hang from the ceiling and come down, and stalagmites that grow up from the floor and might reach the ceiling, so that's how you can tell the difference. There were handrails, there were steps, and there was light so that you could see where you were going. But once we got down in there, and probably we went in more than a mile, we got into an area where light couldn't reach, and they turned out the lights and let us experience total darkness. Have you ever experienced total darkness? Yes. It's not the same as closing your eyes. You could close your eyes right now, and there'd still be images floating around in there, like the lights in the room. You'd still see them. When total darkness happens, your eyes are wide open. Your pupils dilate as wide as they possibly can, searching for light, and there is no light. You can move your hand in front of your face, and you won't see it until you touch yourself, and then you know your hand was there. It's frightening. It's frightening. And I think that the time that the disciples and Mary, the women that were the support team of Jesus, experienced from the time he died until he was buried, that total darkness was very frightening for them. Because as John says in the very beginning of his book, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Nothing that was created was made without the Word. And the Word became flesh, and the Word brought light into a world of darkness. Interesting thing about Mammoth Cave is there are some animals that exist in that total darkness. And eventually, as they evolved, their eyes became useless. There's a catfish that doesn't even have eyes. There's a crawfish that has the antennas, but it has no eyes. In total darkness, your eyes won't work anyway, so you don't need them. The world without Jesus is in total darkness. And that's why I believe the miracles that Jesus did while he was in his physical form as God with us was so important. And one of them was healing the blind. He healed physically blind people. But what he does for us spiritually is he heal our spiritual blindness. As we're reading through the Passion narrative today, we could see people who were blind to who Jesus was. They were looking right at him and they couldn't see him because their spiritual eyes were closed and useless. And Jesus heals that vision by what he does for us. We aren't left in total darkness. We weren't left in total darkness there in Mammoth Cave. But I thought it lasted a little bit too long. I think I might have been 8 years old at the time, and it got pretty scary. And when the lights came back on, it was a relief. It was great. And they did it gently. They didn't just shine bright lights back on us, but they turned them, they brought them up so that it wouldn't be painful. So we have this period starting tonight, all day tomorrow, until the sun rises on Sunday morning, that have to kind of imagine what it's like to be in total darkness. It's not fun, but it's a great relief when you get through it and get back to the light. And Jesus is the light. And so I pray for us all that, you know, tonight's not my favorite night. Today wasn't my favorite day. But thanks be to God, we get through it. And then we can all rejoice together and say, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen.